BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Wednesday, December 6th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
I have to run up to Cabela's right after we're finished here. I drew my brother-in-law's name for our gift exchange Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
Because the family's so big, you can't buy gifts for everybody, so everyone just gets one person.
Yeah.
And he's a big hunter. He's the guy I went moose hunting with. He wants this. It's a dehydrator.
For his moose.
Well, I think he makes jerky, right? Like, he makes, like, goose jerky and moose jerky. And
wow.
And it's fantastic. So, yeah, I'm happy to buy him this. If it means that I'm going to get some jerky out of it.
I was going to say, you better make sure there's an exchange of jerky.
I'll bring it by.
Good.
Before we get into things here, Shauna, we got another review on the podcast.
Ooh.
On iTunes. Can you review podcasts on Google Play?
No idea.
Because I don't have a Google Play account, so maybe we're missing a bunch of reviews on there.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that.
This is from McKinley Ellie on iTunes, and she says, my husband and I love listening to your podcasts. They're so funny and real, literally all we listen to when we're driving.
Aww.
Well, thank you, McKinley.
Everybody's been so nice on these reviews.
Hey, and in that case, it saves you from having to talk to each other.
All right. It's awkward.
Of course, the big news of the last day or so, the Russian Olympic ban, the IOC has decided that Russia will not be participating in the 2018 Pyeongchang Olympics in South Korea.
Yes. Of course, this after all the doping issues and everything mm-hmm. that's happened with Russia. They are saying, though, that certain athletes, if they do pass a very strict anti-doping test, can compete, but they have to compete under the national Olympic flag and with the Olympic anthem rather than their own national anthem playing.
Yeah, which I'm sure is tough for those athletes, but probably better than missing the Olympics altogether.
Yeah, man, that would be tough. But you're right. It is better than not being able to compete. It would just really suck because you are very patriotic when you're an Olympic athlete. It would suck to not be able to represent your country.
And the other thing is the Russians are so good at the Winter Olympics like if you won a medal and you knew that some of the best in the world weren't there, would you feel like maybe you hadn't completely won?
Well, are they, or is the drugs what's helping?
What are the drugs?
I found this really interesting, though. A couple different takes online. Haley Wickenheiser tweeted yesterday about her thoughts on the issue, and she pointed out that a lot of the Russian athletes who were doping might not have had a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
Might have been like, you will take these drugs.
And I'm sure it's true. And that also is something to consider for sure, because it's not exactly the nicest country to live in. Somebody would just come and be like, you take the drugs, and you have no choice.
You will take the drugs from other Russia.
Yeah. Oh God, okay.
You will do us proud.
Yeah. Or you die. Oh, yeah, I'll take those drugs then.
Mm-hmm. The other one I thought was so funny was Ilya Kovalchuk, former NHL player, one of the biggest contracts ever. He said, he was talking about Russia being banned, and this is what Ilya had to say about the matter. How can you ban Russia when Team Austria is just as bad, probably worse? Thomas Vanek was a cocaine vacuum at the blackjack table until 5 a.m. last Olympics. And they can play? Yeah, we are always drunk. Who cares? Everyone is, you know? Half of Team Austria was in jail for kicking the shit out of the Italian bobsled team last time. This is ridiculous. Ilya Kovalchuk.
Kovalchuk.
A few different things there. Throwing Austria and Vanek under the bus is pretty funny.
That is really funny, actually. Yeah.
Also, he seems to think that the reason Russia isn't allowed there is because they drink too much.
No. Drugs and drunk, very different in the English language, okay?
It was the doping, Ilya.
It was the drugs.
It was the doping.
X92.9.
Some of your favorite Christmas carols have lyrics that are problematic.
Yeah, lyrics that might offend.
So we've taken it upon ourselves to clean them up a bit, to sanitize them, make them more politically correct.
Make them appealing to absolutely everybody in the world. Make them so no one can object to them at all. This is Christmas Carols for 2017.
Oh, you better watch out because everything is dangerous, so bubble wrap your kids. You can never be too careful and everyone is a sexual predator.
You better not cry, but actually do, especially if you're a man, because a man showing emotions is a good thing. It's a good thing to do.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why, except I'm not telling you anything. You're your own person, and it's not my place to suggest how you should behave.
A non-denominational man in a red suit is coming to town.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's much better.
We narrowly avoided a triggering there, I think.
I know.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I'm pretty sure my neighbor had a home birth last night in my condo building. Like, is that even allowed in a condo building? Because if it is, it sure happened. It's not.
I don't think so. I think if you scan through your lease agreement, there would be something in there.
There'd be a clause about no labor in the condo.
It says right here, no water births.
Right.
And I think it's, well, noise for one, but also just the kiddie pool. I mean, if that leaks, you're going to have water damage leaking into the unit below you.
You can do it in the tub, too. We've got nice big tubs. They could have a water birth in the tub. Anyway, this is why I say this, okay? There was a woman screaming, like just screaming last night, and it wasn't a murder scream, okay? It wasn't a sex scream. It was another type of scream, and after really contemplating if I should phone the police, congratulate the woman on great sex, or simply put a pillow over my head to block out all the sound, I deducted it must be a woman in labor. That was what it was.
Okay, I guess first we should just establish that you're certain that this woman wasn't in trouble. She wasn't being abused or anything.
No. Okay. At first I was on high alert. My ears perked up and I was like, what do I do? I need to come to the rescue. Call the cops. And then I realized it was not someone in like screaming pain or like trying to get away from anything. It was a different type of...
How do you know?
Well...
Can you demonstrate the type of scream that it was?
It was like a...
That just sound like a birth scream. I've been there for two of them.
But you could hear somebody like talking and almost trying to like comfort. It was like a mellow, like there was no crashing around and screaming and things, right? And then it got a little more intense. And then it was something else. Okay?
Could you hear the doula there? Well, was there a doula?
There was someone. I don't know. I assumed it was
the
someone.
Doula.
Well, that's it. It was a home birth. Okay, it was a water birth probably. Like, I didn't hear like splashing around though.
You couldn't hear the kiddie pool?
No.
Was there a baby crying later in the night? Because that would be indicative that there was a birth there.
No, it eventually faded. So like what I was wondering is if they did a lot of it through in the condo building and then they like did go to the hospital or something.
Oh,
right?
Because
it didn't continue on for hours and all of a sudden I hear a fresh pitch.
You should almost have to alert your neighbors if you're planning on getting through the first bit of labor on your own.
What the hell? That's what I thought. I was like, that is the last thing I'd want. If it was like in my own personal house, it's one thing, but in a condo where everyone can hear you, you don't want to go into labor there.
Can we hear that scream once more, please? That sound? One more time, please.
BHS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
That is so funny. I'm so sorry you had to hear that.
Still don't. I mean, I hope somebody didn't die. Like, I hope that I wasn't just completely mishearing this. But once again,
goddamn ambulance!
Could you at least wait till after we finish recording?
That's so inconsiderate.
God!
To have a medical emergency while we're trying to record our podcast.
I know. Like, seriously?
There have to be rules in the condo. The condo guidelines, like the condo boards, I don't know what you'd call them, handbook about not having water births in your unit. So
you think so? I honestly don't. I'll look into this. Actually, tonight I'm going to read all of the, the stanzas or whatever they're called.
No smoking, no noise after 11 o'clock.
No water births.
No water births in the living room.
Also, I don't know if you saw this. CBC tweeted that article about Brock Turner that convicted...
He was the swimmer who raped a girl, then got convicted for it.
Yeah.
And I saw that people were really upset with their headline, right?
Yeah, well, the headline originally that they used said this. Former Stanford swimmer Brock Turner files appeal for sex assault case.
Right, and people are upset when he's referred to as a swimmer as opposed to his crime, right?
They're saying you're focusing on the good things about him. You're talking about how he was this great Stanford swimmer rather than what he was convicted of, which was sexual assault. So they actually tweeted the next day, yesterday, they tweeted a correction and they said this. They said, hey, we listened to all of your feedback and all your criticism, so we've changed the headline for you. And the new headline is former Stanford student Brock Turner files appeal for sex assault case.
So they changed swimmer to student.
Yes.
Like, that's what people are upset about.
I was like, what in the hell is going on here?
CBC did that.
CBC did this.
That shocks me.
Is
somebody trolling?
I don't know. Because you're like, there's no way that they're that stupid. And they honestly thought people were mad about the fact that you said swimmer and changed to student. That is not what happened.
There's no way. They knew what people were mad about and they decided not to... That is so weird. I wonder if they have rules as to like their style and how they're allowed to refer to somebody in a title. Because Brock Turner was convicted, wasn't he?
Yes.
So it wouldn't be inaccurate to call him convicted rapist Brock Turner, right?
No, and that's what people were saying. So the fact that they didn't correct that, and again, but did acknowledge that people were mad and said, we understand this, and then just changed the wrong damn word makes no sense. Like, I was like, my conspiracy brain went off. I was like, is Brock Turner's parents, like, have CBC by the balls, and they're not allowed to, like, put him in a negative light, or...
Yeah, and they haven't offered any explanation for why they...
No.
And I'm sure people took that really well, right?
Oh, spectacularly well.
If I know the people that get upset about that sort of thing, I'm sure they would just let this blow over, right?
Yeah, no. No, not at all. So it was the audit, and you're like, CBC's not the type of person to troll, or the type of publication to troll. So what the frig happened here?
There are other outlets where I would believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of CBC, have you heard this whole mess with Kent Hare, who's, I think he's actually the MP for your neighborhood here.
Yeah.
The Liberal MP. And he's the, what's his official title? He's the minister for, he was the minister for Veterans Affairs, and then he was reassigned to the minister of, I think, amateur sport and people with disabilities.
Yes.
So he's in a bunch of hot water because he allegedly made these comments to a group of thalidomide survivors who were suing the government for the effects of, I don't know, are they suing the government or are they just asking for more money for the effects of thalidomide, and they had birth defects because of it. Right. And he said something like, everybody has a sob story. Okay. Something just kind of like dismissed them. That's the allegations. But in the article about him, someone on Reddit pointed out that in the CBC article, there is no mention of the Liberal Party. Like, the word Liberal or Trudeau does not appear in the article. And generally, if you know, if you're talking about an MP, you also include their party affiliation. Right. And this person shared an article from a day before about a Conservative MP who's under fire, and it's littered with the word Conservative. Like, they make sure that you know this MP who's in trouble is a Conservative MP.
Interesting.
So it's like they're deliberately trying to distance the party and Trudeau from this scandal. And an example of, I guess, CBC's Liberal bias shining through. There's a lot of people that think that CBC is in the bag for the Liberal Party. But
yeah, so maybe Brock Turner's dad is Liberal as well, you know?
That would explain it. We got our conspiracy hats on.
Nailed
here.
It.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Calgary Heritage Moment in partnership with Calgary Archives.
Of the different jobs that have come and gone as Calgary has grown as a city, one stands out as potentially the roughest.
The town scavenger. When you say it out loud, it doesn't sound that bad. Sounds like someone who perhaps finds things or scavenges for food. Instead, the town scavenger is someone who had to clean outhouses for a living.
The town of Calgary was first incorporated in 1884, and of course, back then, there was no water service or sewer service. So you had to use an outhouse, and those outhouses needed cleaning.
The very first town scavenger job posting was in 1889, and a man named William Hamilton offered his services to the city.
City archivist Carol Stokes.
So for $120 a month, he offered to go and clean out these outhouses. They were often referred to as closets. And he said that he could even do this providing closed carts, if, you know, because I don't think anyone wants to see all that going down the street.
Make way for the sh**s! Coming through here.
William may have been slacking on the job because complaints started coming in. A letter from a resident of Stephen Avenue.
My family are living in what is known as Tom Ede's house, and Thomas Ede was a barrister in Calgary who owned this house on Stephen Avenue. And they complain that the city scavenger does not attend to emptying the privy at all regularly. At all events, it is at present, or was a few days ago, so full that the water and lime were running onto the floor of the closet. This, besides being a great inconvenience, decidedly dangerous to health, and I hope you will see that the matter is attended to by the city scavenger at once and before it breeds fever.
If you're having a rough day at work, know that back then, some poor soul had to shovel yo shit by hand.
A part of Calgary's heritage.
What you been eating?
For more info, email archives at calgary.ca.
In 20 minutes or less.
This is kind of creepy. Facebook now has a messenger app for kids. So it's a messenger app like the one that, you know, we have on Facebook now, except it's targeted for kids between the ages of 6 and 12.
So what's different about it?
It's simpler. There's ways, it's just more user friendly. Also, of course, you can add parental controls. You can further control what your kids see and do on that as well.
Because right now you have to be 13 to sign up for Facebook, right?
Yeah, of course, kids lie, but yes.
So they're basically just trying to roll that back and get you hooked even earlier.
That's it. Yeah. So they're using all their marketing tactics and everything now toward your kids, which is a little frightening when you think about it.
You know, I think I actually support it. Because I think we've reached a point where you can't hope to keep kids off social media. They're going to get on, right?
Yeah.
So you're better to start them early and try to make them understand how to use social media properly, understand some of the dangers of it.
For sure. And that part of it I agree with. I think the part that's scary to me is we've talked about how Facebook can manipulate how you feel about certain things, politics, that type of thing. It's like, I hope they don't do that with kids. Like, don't manipulate the kids, but help them learn and teach them in a safe way.
That's true. It's one thing to manipulate an adult and try to sell them things.
Yeah, we can fight back.
But I guess like advertising to kids is nothing new.
It's true.
But Facebook is a whole different thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like how it can influence your mood and how they even try to get you addicted to Facebook.
We've talked about all the creepy things about Facebook. Mm-hmm. They have like shadow profiles. Now they're going to have shadow profiles for your kids. So they're going to make up these fake profiles with everything they know about your children.
Super weird.
A little creepy when you look at it that way. But I do understand about, you know, teaching kids how to message safely and that type of thing.
My question is, I don't think kids want to be on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Even people who are like, what? In their late teens right now, Facebook isn't where you're hanging out, is it?
No.
That's where, like, your mom and your grandma is.
your mom.
Old folks like us.
Who still signs mom as if their name isn't posted right on top. Like, oh, this is nice, sweetie. Love, mom. I'm like, mom, your name is, it says, okay.
Hi, Phyllis. I'm sure glad we're friends. Love, Glenda. That's so kind of you, Glenda. Phyllis. Right? I don't know where the kids are hanging out these days. Snapchat?
I do, yeah, like the Insta-twit book snap.
There's something new called VSCO. I know about, I think, is it VSCO? See, I don't know. That's how out of the loop I am.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, the more we talk about this, the more engined we're sounding. We're the new Phyllis, okay?
We are. We're Phyllis and Glenda. I sure enjoy hosting this radio program with you, Phyllis.
Glenda, let's go for tea after work.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.